USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in New Hampshire heading to the polls today for the first of the nation presidential primary. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg appear to be the favorites, though at the first Democratic vote casting at midnight, the primary results in Dixville Notch showed Amy Klobuchar leading with 8 votes. Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Manchester last evening.
We have so much more enthusiasm than that. It's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
An American soldier is pleading guilty to distributing instructions on how to make bombs. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman in Kansas says Specialist First Class Jarrett William Smith gave an undercover FBI agent detailed instructions on how to make a vehicle bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There's another confirmed case of the new coronavirus in the United States, bringing the number of confirmed cases here to 13. Nobody's died from it. China says, though, 108 more people have died there from the virus, raising the death toll in the country to at least 1,016, and more than 42,600 people have been infected. In Geneva, the World Health Organization has convened a two-day meeting to discuss it. Executive Director of the Health Emergencies Program, Mike Ryan, says the world has fallen short in its response to this outbreak.
We haven't put in place, quite frankly, the preparedness mechanisms, the communications mechanisms, the governance mechanisms to deal effectively with this kind of event.
President Trump wants to spend more money to get Americans back to the moon and to someday get to Mars before any other nation. Trump's budget proposal released yesterday includes over $25 billion for NASA, including money for human lunar landers as part of the Artemis program. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
4 Chinese hackers under arrest in connection with the Equifax breach. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
4 Chinese military hackers are being indicted in connection with a major cybercrime in the United States.
This was one of the largest data breaches in history. It came to light in the summer of 2017 when Equifax announced the theft.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the scale of the crime was staggering. He calls it a deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people.
But invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them.
The hack compromised the personal data of over 150 million Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new abortion rights bill in Rhode Island. Details now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Reverend Richard Bucci of Sacred Heart Church in West Warwick, Rhode Island, says lawmakers who voted in favor of the Reproductive Privacy Act will no longer be allowed to take communion, witness marriages, or serve as godparents. The bill would put the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision into Rhode Island law. Rhode Island lawmakers already feeling the impact. One state senator says he can no longer be his niece's godfather. Another one says she was forbidden from giving a eulogy at a relative's funeral. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.